it's time for Goldfish Swim School, Chapel Hill, and they are here for a brand new segment. It is Community Superstar of the Month, highlighting great local organizations that share Goldfish's commitment to the health and safety of our community. This month, we are talking with Danelle Alex, owner of Goldfish Swim School. We also have some folks from Be Wild Reptile Rescue in the house, and that includes some actual reptiles. So first, Danelle, welcome back into the program. Glad to have you here again.
Thank you. Glad to be here as well.
This is our first interview in a new monthly series highlighting the great community superstars that you partner with at Goldfish Swim School. Tell us how you learned about Be Wild Reptile Rescue and how you're working with them in June.
I mean, honestly, downtime, I was just scrolling on TikTok, and these guys caught my attention. I didn't know they were local until actually kind of detailed in their profile, but they're pretty big on TikTok, and I was like, this is super cool. The work that they do with not only rehabbing, but the medical cases that they encounter was just like mind-boggling. It's just so cool. And I was like, once I found out that they're located in Durham, I was like, how can we help? Like, what can we do to partner? Because super unique and super fun. I know not everyone is a huge fan of reptiles or snakes, but I certainly am. So I thought, why not? We can certainly partner with these guys for our Celebrate Animals Month, which is the theme of the month for June. This month, we've had them come out to our locations to do educational programs for our kiddos, kind of partnered with or paired with a open swim on Friday night. And we've got to be able to see some really cool animals so far. They're going to be here at our Chapel Hill location on Friday.
And to have the lead buried a little bit, we are also in studio with some reptiles. So I know this is radio and you can't see it, but there are some very impressive reptiles in here. I'm going to let the folks from Be Wild Reptile Rescue introduce first themselves and then who you're carrying there.
So my name is AJ and this is Nicole, and we're the co-directors of Be Wild Reptile Rescue. We're a 501c3 located in Durham that was founded in 2018, and we've taken in over 650 reptiles to date. And today we have with us Ferdinand, who is a bull snake rat snake hybrid, who has actually surrendered to the rescue for being aggressive. You can see
he's not looking very aggressive right
he's
now.
He's not really super aggressive.
I thankfully can report.
He was actually just really skinny, and so we spent a lot of time getting him up to weight and giving him heat because he didn't have that previously. And now he's a very happy guy, not at all aggressive. And this is Arthur, who's a blue tongue skink. He's a really good demonstration of what a big commitment reptiles are, because Nicole has had him since she was a teenager. And now he goes with us to educate kids about reptiles.
Yep. He's actually 10 years old, but they can live to be up to 30. So they really do live a long time.
Yeah, that's a pretty healthy commitment if you're talking about a pet. That's
definitely
like a child amount of time of commitment, right? All right, so we've got a skink and a snake in the studio with us. I'm not a huge snake guy. I'm kind of weird about snakes, I got to be honest, but Ferdinand seems pretty chill. He seems pretty comfortable in here.
Most people really don't like snakes until they actually start working with them, because when you start working with them, you realize how overblown the fear of them is, and it's really instilled with us from the moment we're born. Everybody tells us how scary they are, and you start working with them, and you realize that they're really not very aggressive, and they're very curious and intelligent animals. I trust this snake more than I trust any dog I've ever met.
Fair enough.
We love dogs.
I thought you were going to say person there for a second.
Maybe that too.
I mean, I'm just going to add to that, to be honest. I, probably had a bigger fear of snakes than I do now, but once I started educating myself on which ones are actually venomous and which ones are not, what to look for, and the fact that most of them just want to be left alone, it's just kind of cool to observe them and see what they do for the environment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And pets, too, of course.
That's the voice of Danelle Alex, owner of Goldfish Swim School. We also have in studio AJ and Nicole from Be Wild Reptile Rescue, which is in Durham, founded in 2018. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit more about the animals you specialize in rescuing and how you became one of the most active reptile rescues on the East Coast.
Yeah, so we actually specialize in medical cases. I am a veterinary student at NC State right now. So we work with a lot of vets in the area. We go to our exotic vet in Raleigh, like every week pretty much. And we take in a lot of animals that need surgeries or diagnostics or long-term treatments. So we take in a lot of reptiles, but we really do specialize in the ones that need a lot of more specialized medical care, since we have a great vet in the Raleigh area and we can provide that.
I also understand that you have reptiles up for adoption right now. Can you tell us about some of the animals that you're currently helping to find homes?
Yeah, so we always have a lot of reptiles up for adoption. We actually have a wait list to surrender that's usually about 30 to 50 animals long at any given time. So for animals up for adoption right now, we have geckos, we have bearded dragons, we have snakes, and usually some turtles. We have two aquatic turtles right now. So we take in mostly reptiles, but we also take in fish, invertebrates, and amphibians, and we normally have a few fish up for adoption as well.
We are joined in studio by Danelle Alex from Goldfish Swim School, also AJ and Nicole from Be Wild Reptile Rescue, also Ferdinand, a snake, and what was his name again?
His name is Arthur.
Arthur.
Yes.
Arthur and is a skink, is that right?
Yep.
A very large skink. I don't know how large skinks get, but he seems big.
Yeah, he's a blue tongue skink, and they're much bigger than our native skink species in North Carolina. So
What I was like. I've not seen anything like that strolling through the Piedmont Forest.
Absolutely.
So aside from reptile rescue, what other programs does Be Wild offer?
So we also do educational programs. We will go to lots of different events like festivals and expos and even like farmers markets, and we'll do animal education. We'll bring out snakes for people to meet and to see that they're really not so scary. And we also talk a lot about responsible pet ownership, because a lot of the animals we get in do have medical conditions, which is often due to poor husbandry, because everybody knows how to take care of a dog or a cat, but not everybody knows how to take care of a reptile. So a lot of owners are really well-intentioned, but one or two things is off, and that's how they end up getting sick. So we do a lot of education about that, both in person and on our TikTok page.
We are joined in studio by folks from Be Wild Reptile Rescue, also reptiles from Be Wild Reptile Rescue. And our social media manager, Ayasi, was in here taking video, so you'll be able to see both Ferdinand and Arthur on our social medias here coming up soon. Danelle, I wanted to circle back to you. Why is it important for you that Goldfish Swim School in Chapel Hill supports organizations like Be Wild Reptile Rescue?
You know, I've always been a proponent that if you have the means to, you should be able to help whenever you can and wherever you can. I am by nature not a business person. I am in business, but my heart is kind of in community help and service, and I want to be able to use our what we have to be able to give back to the community, and I guess just be there and be part of the community, really, because that's what we're here for.
That's great. I have to admit, I was a little distracted while you were talking as the snake started coming toward me. And then the skink started trying to move around a little bit too, getting a little bit restless there. He's poking his head out of a towel. So lots of reptilian activity in the studio right now. If someone wants to get involved with Be Wild, but they're not necessarily wanting to adopt a reptile, what are some of the options?
So we do have a volunteer program. We have four volunteer shifts a week. If anybody's interested in volunteering with us, they can email us. We take in volunteers that are 16 or older. It's a pretty great program. We have lots of really great volunteers. They can also hire us for a program like the Goldfish Swim School did, which we highly recommend. We've really enjoyed working with them.
Excellent. Danelle, is there anything else fun going on at Goldfish right now that you'd like to share while you're in the studio?
I mean, besides the fact that we're super excited for you guys to come up here to Chapel Hill, I mean, this actually, there is a wait list for this one, so we couldn't even accompany everyone or have everyone come to this one. But, we've got our Jumpstart clinics going on, which are week-long clinics instead of the weekly classes. So it's 4 days a row of lessons as well. So we have those through June and July, which is pretty exciting.
Excellent. To learn more about Goldfish Swim School of Chapel Hill, go to goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. You can also search Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date with Goldfish and all the great organizations they partner with each month. AJ, Nicole, Danelle, thank you all so much for being here today.
Thanks, Andrew.